The Bush administration has been studying ways to pressure Saudi Arabia and other countries around the world to cut off money to terrorist groups. The administration has gone to great lengths to cast Saudi Arabia as an important partner and to single out Saudi individuals rather than the kingdom itself as suspects in terror financing. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, an interagency working group has been trying to come up with recommendations for President Bush on how best to deal with this touchy diplomatic situation.
White House spokesman Ari Fleischer described Saudi Arabia as a good partner in the war on terrorism, but a partner that, like other nations, can do more on the financial front. Fleischer says drying up financing for terrorists will be a slow and methodical fight in which the U.S. needs allies like Saudi Arabia.
To fight the financial war against terror, particularly in nations that don't have the same banking systems as some of the Western nations, where there are many more cash transactions and underground economies and other less stringent provisions that are in place, where front groups may, for example, be able to form. The only way to get at that is in cooperation with the governments.
And Fleischer says that's what President Bush is trying to do, work with Saudi Arabia from a position of friendship. The issue of Saudi financing of terrorism has been a sore subject in relations, particularly since the September 11th terrorist attacks. The issue came to the forefront again this week with reports that a charitable contribution from the wife of the Saudi ambassador to the United States may have indirectly benefited two of the men who participated in the attacks. Several leading senators, including Connecticut Democrat Joseph Lieberman, have seized on this case to press the CIA, the FBI, and the White House to be firm with the Saudis.
None of us really believe that Princess Haifa, the wife of the Saudi ambassador, knew the check she was writing might have ended up assisting the terrorists. But the Saudis have been trying to have it both ways for too long, and I think for their own interests and in the interests of our alliance, they've got to follow the edict of President Bush a year ago and decide whether they're with us or with the terrorists.
Speaking outside the White House yesterday, Lieberman complained that U.S. authorities have not been aggressive enough in tracking terrorist financing from Saudi Arabia. But administration officials say they have been pressing Saudi Arabia to monitor Islamic charity groups to make sure charitable contributions don't fall into the wrong hands. Top State Department officials have traveled several times to Riyadh recently to look into these issues. A former U.S. ambassador to Saudi Arabia, William Cutler, says the trouble is the Saudis have a lot of capital and few institutional controls. Speaking today on the Diane Rehm Show on NPR, Cutler said the U.S. has a lot to do,
such as working assiduously, patiently as we can in trying to bring the Saudis to a level of competence where they can actually control the flow of money.
He says the Americans like to do things yesterday, but the Saudis are not so quick. Cutler expressed concern about what he called a horrendous war of words in the U.S. and Saudi media about recent strains in the relationship. The former ambassador warned this could lead to an unraveling of relations.
There were something like 15,000 students, Saudi students in this country 15 years ago, and that's a trickle now. And we are losing touch with a country which, for better or for worse, is very important to us, and they're losing touch with us. And I think we've got to do something about that.
Saudi officials, too, have complained about what they see as a smear campaign by some members of the Bush administration, but the Saudis are likely to face more questioning about their financial links to terrorism as Congress plans for more investigations into the 9/11 attacks. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.